I'm Dave Lewis. Circleville, Ohio, located about 30 miles south of Columbus, is not exactly in the backyard of Cincinnati, but it is still in the neighborhood. One neighborly neighbor from Circleville, who used to drop into Cincinnati once in a while, was entertainer and jazz pioneer Ted Lewis, whose 125th birthday year this is. Joining me now is Joseph Rubin, curator of the Ted Lewis Museum and the leader of the current, yes, current Ted Lewis Orchestra. Joe, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
So how did you get interested in Ted Lewis?
Well, I got interested in Ted Lewis through my grandfather, who exposed me to this music. He grew up with it, and when I was about 10 years old, he taught me Ted Lewis and Al Jolson and Eddie Cannon and all the great performers of that era were, and my interest blossomed from there.
You are the curator of the Ted Lewis Museum in Circleville, and you've been through many of his things and have had access to Ted's effects. What can you say about Ted's connection to Cincinnati specifically?
Yes, well, Ted played many, many times in the Cincinnati area at the RKO Schubert Theater, the Taft Theater, and also at Castle Farms. He was very much loved by Ohioans, being a native Ohioan himself, and he often played a lot of the cities, Cincinnati, Columbus, and Cleveland, at the major movie palaces, bringing his reviews and playing his show five times a day, every day, between movies.
And, I wanted to add that there are some radio broadcasts extant of Ted performing at the Lookout House in Covington, Kentucky in 1939. So there is actual evidence of Ted's many performances here in the area. Thank you very much, Joe.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Joe Rubin, who is the curator of the Ted Lewis Museum in Circleville, Ohio, and the leader of the current Ted Lewis Orchestra. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Dave Lewis.